Good morning. We had Players Day off yesterday, and we're starting practice again today. We put John Sullivan on injured reserve designated to return. But we do have a lot of confidence in the guys that we have, and if there's been good thing about it, it's been gone on for a couple weeks. So we've had this lineup the way it is, and we expect them to get back soon. Questions? Don't know. I mean, we've been getting a timetable, but that doesn't mean anything. We expect him back for the second half. It would be, week nine, but the bye, so 8 games.
Mm-hmm. What specifically was the injury?
A lumbar microdiscectomy.
That was the procedure?
Okay.
He had a bad back.
Herniated disc.
Yes.
Was it on the field or was it in the weight room?
It's in the field.
You said Monday you weren't concerned about where he was. Did something change over the past couple of days that led to this?
Yes. He was doing better. He was running. Typically you treat these conservatively because if you don't, then could end up having surgery, and you want to take your time and see if it heals. And he got to a point where he was getting better, but he couldn't get over the hump. He was running, 7 miles an hour on the treadmill in there, but we just couldn't get him over the hump.
Earlier this week when you said you weren't all that concerned, in your mind at that point, how long did you think you might not have Sully for until this late turn of events?
I didn't think I'd have him this week.
So you
But I didn't know when. I had no idea when. I thought it would be, we were hoping that it wouldn't come to this, but it did, so.
Was he just checked for the herniated disc, or do you think that just popped up in the last week, or didn't think?
No, he's had a herniated disc. He had 2 epidurals. So, we knew what it was. It just typically when a lot of guys will recover after 1 epidural. Sometimes they recover after 2 epidurals. And after his second epidural, he was doing better. And we were hopeful that he would get over the hump, and he just never did.
What is your overall concern now on the offensive line? Obviously you've lost Lowell Holt. You've lost Sullivan now for half a season. You've got some inexperienced guys on the right side. What's your general feeling?
0.
Really? No concern at all.
Just like I said the other day, we expect guys to go in there and play. So they'll do a good job. Berger's played for a long time, and we had talked about doing a lot of different things when Sullivan was healthy, moving Berger to possibly guard instead of Mike Harris. So actually this all worked out pretty good the way it ended up happening because we got Harris. He got all the reps at right guard. Berger's been getting all the reps at center, which is basically his natural position. So
Jarius Wright, you guys just announced you got a contract extension. What do you guys like about him? Why did you want to bring Jarius back?
Well, he's a great kid. He works real hard. He's smart. He's a great program guy, the guys that we like to have here. And he makes plays. He's fast. I think he's got a chance to have a very good future.
What's the challenge for you guys preparing for this 49ers defense? Not only do they have, 7 new starters or whatever it is, but a new, some coaching staff changes. I guess, do you go back and look at what they did last year, or do you try to glean what you can from the preseason?
Both. And more. We look at Mangini, who was a coordinator before, when he was the head coach, what they did defensively. We look at the preseason. We go back and look at last year as far as their, especially the personnel, the players like Navarro Bowman and, Ahmad Brooks and those guys, Reed, the safety. We do our due diligence.
Is Kaepernick about as dangerous as it gets when it comes to a quarterback that can beat you with his legs?
Well, I'd have to think about comparables, but he's very dangerous when he runs. He's strong runner. He's big. He's physical. excuse me, he's dangerous when he gets around. Yeah.
Make you have to be a little bit more conservative with the pass rush, or put a little more emphasis on the ends maintaining their lanes.
Well, that was an emphasis for us all along. You know, trying to make sure we understand our rush lanes better. But you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, and I'm not going to give out the game plan. But you know, there's several ways to try to do things that way.
You notice any change in Adrian with the opener finally here and his chance to actually carry the ball, you know, a few days away?
I don't know. He said he's excited, you know, so. But I don't think he's going it nonchalantly.
Are you excited to watch? To watch him?
Yeah, you know what? I won't have time to watch. I'll be coaching. So, you know, we all have jobs to do on that day, so we all got to make sure we do our job.
Is Zach definitely your backup center? Can Jeremiah play some center? You want to look at him some more, or how do you kind of stand there?
It would probably be Zach.
Have you settled on Joe Hodges as your middle linebacker?
I don't know.
So is there Hendricks still in the mix there? Or?
I don't know. I understand, you know, you guys got to ask these questions, but I'm not going to tell San Francisco who we're playing and who's starting or anything like that. It's just the way it is. If I could have waited another 6 days, I would have held off on Sullivan. So, but I couldn't.
You don't like
no those, offense.
You don't like those NFL injury reports, I guess, huh? But you
gotta... I don't know what good it is. I mean, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. We were saying, you know, you guys come out there with your little sheets. Okay, so-and-so didn't practice today, and he sees him doing it. So, oh, he's doing it. I better do it. You know, it's like coaches. We do the same thing. Oh, shoot, they're doing it. We better do it. So, no offense.
Are there concerns, maybe not concerns, but what's the challenge of going there, playing at an odd time, two time zones over, it'd be 9:20 time here? Did you change? I mean, it doesn't look like you changed up the practice schedule, but are you doing anything differently to prepare for that, or are you comfortable you guys will be fine, or confident?
Well, I think the good thing about it is that we've had 5 night games in a row. You know, I think we would have thought about it differently if we if we had day games all this time. But I think it's going to be more of a challenge on the next week, just because we get back at 6:45 a.m. on Tuesday. our guys are pretty much used to the night game schedule. It's a little bit later, but as far as here, it'll be more difficult for the fans. They're going to have to make sure they stay up, you know, or sleep in that morning, or don't go to work the next day. I'm not asking them to do that, but.
You've got an extra roster spot now with Sullivan. You plan on filling that in the next day or two, or will you just
have to... We've talked about it, but we have not made that decision as of yet.
Does Jabari coming off in 2 weeks factor into that?
It does. But it doesn't mean that we're going to wait 2 weeks either. But it does factor. I mean, all those things factor into it. You're asking good questions today. No. Yeah, there you go.
The team speed this year, especially on offense compared to last year, how much of an emphasis was that after you kind of evaluated last year and getting Mike Wallace?
I think it's important in today's NFL that you have a fast football team. You know, I think we try to get faster defensively. I think we try to get faster offensively, and I think it helps on special teams. So the more speed that you have all over the field, you have a chance to make more plays. And I just, you know, I've always, I guess because I coached DBs for so long, I've always liked guys that can run. I know defending guys that can run are just as difficult. So I think those are all big factors.
Trey, when you kind of had him concentrating a little bit more the past few weeks at the outside, how much of a difference do you think that's made in his development?
I think quite a bit. And You know, that was another good aspect of having the five preseason games, the extra week of practice. He seems much more comfortable now than, because learning the nickel was totally different for him. But, you know, I still think it's good for those guys because they get a better understanding of concepts and that stuff. And it doesn't mean we won't continue to do it down the road, but right now we're going to leave him alone.
How's Captain kind of taken to mainly concentrating at nickel?
I mean, fine. That's pretty much what he does now, concentrate on the nickel.
Seems to be a few options for the defensive line rotation. What have you seen from Scott Crichton? Does he look ready to make a good contribution to this team?
I think he will. You know, Scott is a big try-hard guy. He gives great effort. He's pretty smart. He's got some thump to him. So, you know, I do see him making contribution. Well, he's physical. He's sneaky in his routes. He's shifty. He's a great blocker, which, you know, that's difficult. He's a big guy. He's a good run after catch. So, all those things.
He's one of those guys that even when he's covered, he can sometimes still not be covered just because he's so strong and goes and gets the ball.
Yeah, and he'll kind of shove you out of the way too sometimes. Don't tell the officials I said that.
More.
All right.